Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you did, because we got our good buddy Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. William Dunkelberg, chief economist. Where did that come from? Chief economist. Oh, well, it's one of those days, folks. Chief economist. He's the chief economist at the NFIB and also professor of economics. He's going to kill me for this, professor of economics at Temple University. The guy who polls small business owners every single month and has been doing it now for several decades to find out what people like you and me think about what's going on in the economy. And he reports back to us. And he was my good friend. We'll see how it goes. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. You know, that just enhances my resume.
Yeah, you didn't know that you had all these other credentials, did you?
I have more expertise, you know, and more areas.
You know, Bill, I learned a long time ago, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life.
Yeah, that's you always have to have that good sense of humor.
But
a good line for you when somebody introduces you, you can say something like, "Well, of all the introductions I've had, yours is definitely the most recent."
That's right. Well, my favorite one though, that I'd like to tell people about is our mutual friend Bob McTeer, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, introduced me he asked me to come down and give a speech one time, and he introduced me and he said, "Well," he said, "actually, I've known Jim a long time, but I've never heard him give a speech. So if he's any good, let's get it started. If he's not, let's get it over with."
Well, there you go. I like that.
So if anybody knows Bob McTeer, you know that that's his kind of humor.
That's his kind of humor.
Bill, are you getting the idea that people are starting to, just a little glimmer of a sea change, that people are starting to realize that the really, really, truly important people in the marketplace are small businesses? Are you starting to, is this starting to get through to the mainstream media, you think?
Well, I'd like to think so, but of course I've been thinking that for 30 years. You know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
It's certainly true that, the awakening for the importance for small businesses in the media, did start about 10 years ago, maybe a little longer than that, and it became popular to talk about how important small businesses were in job creation, and they actually started calculating how much GDP small businesses account for and all those things. So, you know, that we've become more aware of the importance of it, but we still think that, stock trading is more important than job generating sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
we don't care what small businesses do, but we care what does the market say this week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's true that the market does say something, but we're really preoccupied with the each day trading billions of shares of paper. We swap green pieces of paper for share certificates or bonds. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, nothing changes in the economy.
Nothing was made.
Right, unless some small business starts up and you get new pieces of equipment produced or, you know, something like that happens. And that's the thing that really grows the economy. But it's a quiet, you know, kind of process that's continually going on out there that people pay too little attention to.
Well, one of the things that I've said for a long time is nothing can happen on Wall Street until somebody like a small business owner does something on Main Street.
Until a small business owner
sells something on Main Street, nothing happens on Wall Street.
Yeah, if you think of the U.S. economy as one big company, one thing is very clear, and that is profits can't grow any faster than GDP grows, because GDP is what we produce, and if we're not producing anything, and then you can't grow profits. You know, that's not going to happen. And then, of course, what you know, Wall Street worries about is, well, which of the divisions in the big in the USA Inc. Are producing the profit? But that's a different story than increasing our overall wealth by increasing our ability to produce goods and services.
Well, you know, you hear about when you hear the people on Wall Street talking, they talk about, you know, companies, industries, and sectors.
Right.
They talk about people are investing in sectors, but they never realize and never talk about the biggest sector of the entire economy, and that's small business. And if we could ever figure out how to get the rest of the marketplace and the government to understand that the biggest sector in the U.S. economy and actually in the world is American small business. Bill, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. He and I will be right back. Stay with us. Bit of Stones bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is the Small Business Advocate website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check that out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We built it so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. If you'll go there and check out my blog, which we update on a regular basis, you can ask a question at the AskJim.biz knowledge base. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. You can subscribe to the blog, too, by the way, if you want. And you can RSS anything on the site there, articles, archives, Brain Trust members, whatever you need. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something for you. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Jim Blassingame. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, chief economist for the NFIB, and we're talking about the NFIB Small Business Report that he produces once a month of economic conditions. Bill, what did your small business owners tell you this year, this week? What was the general mood of your small business owners?
Well, the general level of the mood is still bummer. This is not good. And it looks like what we still saw back in 1980-82. The good news in April, which I predicted, even though I don't really believe you can predict surveys, but I had to become optimistic, we saw a major turnaround in the index. We saw it kind of bounce off the bottom. We saw a gain of about 6 points in the index, and some of the components were, you know, gaining 20 and 25 points, really jumping up there. Those were all expectations variables. That is, the question about expected business conditions 12 months out, and real sales volumes, growth, and so on, suddenly turned very optimistic, and that's a good sign.
Right. Well, that is a good sign. Some of the other reports, not as extensive as yours, but some of the other surveys I've seen are showing a little bit of optimism, just in general, and it's starting. I hate to say it in a way, Bill, because we really still have a long trudge, a long slog to go to get out of this thing, and I think we're looking at maybe a couple of years to really get turned around. But even so, it looks like we might be seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. The little glimmer of light might be opportunity, not another headlight coming at us. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's the case, and I think it may be that there are parts of the economy that'll drag on, which of course may hold down the whole economy, like new home construction. You know, that's a big small business.
Yeah.
Business, and most homes are built by small businesses, not large firms. So that's still, you know, got a ways to go. But it is pretty clear, I think, from our data that firms really may have really overdone their adjustments. They've fired too many people. They've let inventories get too low.
I'm convinced the big companies. I'm convinced big companies definitely did that.
Yeah, well, I think small firms have done that too. Looking at our, you know, the data for 35 years, the magnitudes of these kind of delay tactics, and of course letting employees go, you know, much larger than we saw in the 80-82 period, and so when you've overdone it, you also then set the stage for a fairly rapid rebound. So we may underestimate how long it's really going to take to bring some of these numbers back into, you know, kind of normal range. So, you know, if optimism continues to grow, we could see a lot of rehiring fairly quickly, because if customers start coming in the door, man, we're short on everything. You know, we don't have people to help them. We don't have stuff on the shelves to help them. We don't have, everybody's going to rush to order and hire.
Well, you know, I said this over the winter, Bill. I said in December, January, February, more than once, I said, it seems to me that we're overreacting to what turned, you know, what was a horrible, horrible four-month period in the national psyche, September, October, November, December. That a reaction to that, I said that we were overreacting, and I primarily was pointing to the big companies, but as you know, I mean, a lot of small business owners do business with big companies, and if our big business customers are cutting back and therefore cutting their business with us, small business owners are going to logically react the same way.
Sure, we go right along with them, you know.
Well, by obligation and necessity and by emotion.
Right. And the media hysteria, was huge in this go around, and it was clear that the leadership in Washington, they had fear in their eyes when they talked to you on TV.
Well, oh yeah,
that's not real helpful, you know. And
in the transition from one administration to the other. So how long do you think it's going to take for unemployment to get back down to, say, even 6%?
6%. Oh, I think, you know, by the end of next year, you'll be back down there.
Okay, but that's kind of what I've been saying.
Yeah.
We're looking at 2011 before we even start from an employment standpoint. I think we'll feel better about ourselves. I think we'll feel like we're in a recovery, but employment won't really get into a number that we're going to like for. At least another year and a half, will it?
Well, yeah, I think that's about right. You know, we economists argue over what the full employment unemployment rate is, which sounds oxymoronic, but the way we measure unemployment, you can never have it at zero, of course.
Right.
But, you know, 5.5% was usually thought to be kind of the non-inflationary full employment rate.
Right.
If you start going below 5.5, that means you're pushing
overemployment.
Pushing on capacity somewhere, and that starts prices moving up. So you want to find the unemployment rate that's as low as you can get without pushing inflation up. That's
good stuff.
What you're looking for.
Good stuff from our good friend Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back and talk about capital spending and our relationships with banks. Are banks lending money, or are we asking them for any money? It's Intel. Stay with us. And you ain't had it. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Dr. William Dunkelberg, the NFIB's Chief Economist and Professor of Economics at Temple University. Our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's been joining us for many years to share this report, the NFIB report. Bill, we know that the website is NFIB.com, where they can find your report. Also, Bill, your own website. Give that one to us, please.
Right, smallbiz.org, smallbuz, not B-I-Z, smallbuz.org.
.org, and of course, right. Bill is nice enough to allow us folks to post his survey on our website, which you'll be able to find, if it's not already up there. It will be in the next sometime today. So lots of different places you can find the report, and I really encourage you to go check it out, because there's a lot of it's plain English. It's netted out for you. You can kind of see what's going on out there, and I think it'll help you with your own planning. And Bill, I want to thank you for the hard work that you do, and for your willingness to share all this with us. Capital spending, Bill, if I'm not mistaken, if I understand your report here properly, is still not doing too good for small businesses.
Right. If you look at the plans for capital spending, why, you know, they're still at very, very low levels, 35-year low levels. Not as bad as they were at the low points of the 74.5 recession or 80.82, but they're still very low. The good news was, of course, that they improved. So we got a 3-point gain in the percent who were planning to make capital outlays. But again, it's a matter of saving your cash. If you keep hearing from Washington that we're going to have a depression, well, you don't make any outlay that you don't absolutely have to make. You husband your cash.
That's right.
You have to do that, and so that's what obviously we've been doing. But the longer you do that, the more the pent-up demand builds. That is, the equipment does need to be replaced,
yep.
and the
yep.
roof does need to be fixed, and so on and so forth. And so that money starts flowing into the economy, why things will start looking a little better.
Well, I was on Fox Business Morning for Breakfast show yesterday between my 2 hours of my show, they asked me what was one of the biggest concerns of small business, and I said sales and cash flow, because 90 is the new 30 in terms of receivables, and so you're right. I mean, we're hoarding our cash like crazy because that's the key to survival. Profits aren't going to help us survive in 09. Cash management is, and see, this is being borne out, Bill, in your report and in the reports I get from around the country with the bankers I talk to. The independent community bankers are saying to me, Jim, we got lots of money. We're ready to lend to small business owners right now. They're just not demanding any. They're not demanding any loans from us right now. And this tracks perfectly with your report on credit. It tracks perfectly with your report on capital spending.
Yeah, there's lots of postponing going on. But, again, the good news was a 3-point gain in plans for capital outlays and a 6-point gain in plans to increase inventory holdings on purpose, not because customers didn't show up, but rather you're intentionally going to increase your holdings of inventory because the shelves are empty. And that, of course, will mean new orders for small manufacturing firms out there, and that'll start the ball rolling. So that's all good news.
Where small business owners are right now, in my opinion, Bill, is they're in the scenario where they're operating for survival, but they're trying to plan for seizing the opportunity as the economy recovers incrementally, one little bitty piece at a time.
I think that's right, and I think what's happened is that with the 2.2% growth in consumer spending in the first quarter, which was higher than most people expected, they're starting to see customers again. And of course, once customers start coming in, we have to start asking that question: do I have enough staff? Do I have enough inventory when customers are coming back? And of course, that results in the new hiring and the new orderers for inventory that will help move the economy forward.
Do you think we are in a period, we're entering a period where we're going to continue to grow, even however slow it may be, or do you see the chance of a W, another slip back with some kind of news like from credit cards or commercial real estate? What do you think?
Well, there's always the possibility of some shock in the future. I'm just not sure now what, if we got bad news on, I don't think you can get worse news on things like credit card problems and so on. I don't think that's going to affect.
You think we'll take it in stride?
It won't affect their expectations. They're going to look at people coming in the door. If people are coming in the door, that's it. We'll keep growing.
Yeah. Well, I know one thing. You can't keep America down long, and that's one of the things that I think we can count on. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, thank you very much.
Dr. Bill Duckerberg, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away. I'll be right back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.